Danger Behind the Door by Barbara Jones Hadley. I was unaware of the peril I was in, but I clearly heard the small voice urging me to turn away. I was ecstatic when, just after high school graduation, my uncle offered me a summer job working as his secretary in California. Eager to earn money for college and escape the sweltering heat of my home in Arizona, I accepted my uncle's offer and moved to Los Angeles for the summer. One weekend after I'd moved in with my uncle's family and started my job, my aunt took my two young cousins for a three-day visit to Grandma's house. That Friday evening, I arrived home from work before my uncle and was slightly disturbed to see the garage door left open. Thinking my aunt had forgotten to close the door, I pulled my car into the garage and got out. On the bottom floor of the house was the garage, a short hallway, a small bathroom, and my bedroom. As I walked into my bedroom, I was surprised to see my empty suitcase lying upon my bed and my dresser drawers pulled open. I shrugged this off, thinking my aunt must have been looking for something. I then walked down the hallway toward the bathroom. As I gripped the handle to open the bathroom door, what seemed like a small voice inside my head urged, "Go check the mail." I didn't question this unexpected thought, but immediately changed my course, turned from the door, and walked out through the garage to the mailbox. Mail in hand, I was walking back toward the house when I saw the hallway light suddenly turn off. It was then that I realized that something was wrong. Heart pounding, I dropped the mail right there in the driveway and ran to the neighbors for help. 20 minutes later, I was numbly walking with two policemen through the upper floors of my uncle's ransacked, burglarized house. Couches were overturned. Drawers were pulled out onto the floor. A stereo system and other valuables were missing. When we came to the bottom floor, I nearly fell over when I saw my bedroom closet door and my bathroom door, both of which I had left closed, standing wide open. At least one burglar had been hiding behind each door. It wasn't until then that I fully understood the grave danger I had been in. That night, I fervently thanked my Heavenly Father that I had been prompted to turn away from the bathroom door. Later, I reflected on my patriarchal blessing, which urges me to always follow the promptings of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. One promise of my blessing stood out in particular. If I would promptly do the things the Holy Ghost would place in my mind, I would be protected from crippling harm or injury. How grateful I am for that quiet voice which whispered, "Go check the mail." What a real and powerful influence the Holy Ghost can be. Although I will always remember how I was protected from possible physical harm that day, I am most grateful for the great spiritual protection and guidance the Holy Ghost has given me throughout my life. End of the article, Danger Behind the Door by Barbara Jones Hadley.